Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKFJ. Matt Jennings in our studio, the head coach of the volleyball team, coming off a split over the weekend. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Nah, good.
I think Matt needs a theme song. Like all the other coaches have a theme song. Yeah. Like, who's your favorite band,
Matt? Oh, geez. I think Radiohead probably.
Oh, okay. Play some Creep for you or something.
There you go.
A little epic without the F-bombs in there.
Yeah, of course.
I do have a clean version of that.
Very good. Maybe next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, coming off a split on the weekend, you get to 18 wins. You're in good shape as we head into the GLIAC tournament. I guess overall thoughts on the weekend.
Yeah, it was a split in a lot of ways. I mean, split outcomes, split games, split personality in a lot of ways. You know, the Friday night match. Well, actually, let me put it this way: if you would have asked me if we were going to split over the weekend, would we beat Saginaw and lose to Wayne State? I would have said no. It was not the plan. Of course, we wanted to go 2-0. Very happy with the win on Friday, though. That, and it's going to end up being huge for us. It was arguably our best win of the season in terms of quality of team. Mm-hmm. That was a team that was nationally ranked, a bit earlier in the season. You know, beat Parkside in 4, a team that we have lost to twice. Has beaten, I believe it was Ashland or Hillsdale. So, you know, they're a good team at home. We have not beaten them at home, at their place since 2006, I think it was. So it was a good win for us. And it was a tough win. We didn't hit particularly well, but we really held Saginaw to it. I think we had in 4 sets, 80 digs, and our littles came out big. Lauren Emmert absolutely dominated that match. I mean, I think she had 20 of our 50 kills. Wow. She had 8 in the first set alone. It was pretty phenomenal. I don't know. Geez, I wish I knew what happened on Saturday. I'm still trying to get my head around it. It was arguably our worst loss of the year. I mean, against a team that probably, hopefully is the only team we lose to in the GLIAC, who's going to finish below us, with the exception of Northern having split with them. So, mm-hmm. A good team there in Wayne State. A young, kind of reminded me of us last year. A bit younger, we definitely can stick it to some teams, and they certainly did to us on Saturday.
How about the as you look at the standings right now, where do you see this team finishing? There's still 2 matches pretty much for everybody to go, and a lot of teams bunched up right where we're at.
Yeah, had we won that game on Saturday, I think it'd be a little bit more definitive at this point. But it is what it is, and we find ourselves in a position now where we still control our own destiny. You know, we're playing Northwood on Friday, who's resurging in a lot of ways. If you look at what they've done after we beat them in 3, pretty handedly here at home, they've gone in and taken a lot of teams to 5 and lost. I mean, Grand Valley just this past weekend, Ashland, Findlay, ODU. I mean, just on and on and on. This team has taken teams to 5. So we have them on Friday and then Lake State Saturday. Lake State's really struggling this season. They have, I believe, just 1 set win on the year. But that's a good team. It's good. It's a rival game. We're looking at it that way, too. So, right now we're fighting for 6th. If we go 2-0 this weekend and Saginaw loses to Grand Valley and Ferris, we'll take the 6th spot because we'll have that tiebreaker. Now, if we go 2-0 and Saginaw wins one of those, we'll have a solid 7th place. And then if we happen to split, then we're probably in a 3-way tie there with maybe 3 other teams. 2 other teams. And I think it'd be hard not to see us in the top 8 at that point. It would be mathematically possible, but very difficult to see if that happens.
How about Ferris State right now, number 1 in the league, and I think their only loss is to Northern, right?
Correct.
And then after that, where does it go? So, who's in that 3 spot? If we're looking at 6 or 7, who's that 2 or 3?
Yeah, that makes it even more interesting. It's a really good question because 2, 3, and 4 are Ashland, Findlay, and Hillsdale. They all play each other this weekend.
Oh, okay.
We really
don't know anything.
That's right. It could be anything. If it were up to me and I got to choose who we played, strictly based on matchups, I think it's Hillsdale. We beat them pretty handedly last year at home, and I don't think we were as good last year. And then this year on the road, we played them the day after Lauren Emmert went down at Findlay with her ankle. We've been saying all year, gosh, we'd love to have that one back. Because we were, if you look at the scores, I think it was 23-25, 24-26 with Sylvie playing middle. and not Lawrence. So matchup wise, there, you know, we'd love to avoid Ferris if possible at Ferris.
Everybody, I think, would at this point.
That's right, and I'm sure Northern would too. but you know, gosh, what an opportunity if that is the case. And geez, you know, it's one of those things where we are certainly grateful and happy to be where we are right now, but we're not a bit satisfied. Yesterday's practice was awesome. It was like really, oh man, were they committed to like getting in there and getting better. It was a good thing to see after Saturday's
That's
loss.
Good.
Yeah, they were eager, for sure.
How about, before we let you go, just health-wise, how's the team holding up? And you guys, you know, it's a long grind, obviously, week after week, and you guys go at least two matches a week, sometimes three and four. How's the team?
You know, normal wear and tear. I think Lauren is rehabbed excellently from, you know, is that a word? Is that a word?
Sure.
Okay, it is now. She did a great job rehabbing and is doing well with the ankle. We have a little bit of shoulder soreness and that kind of stuff by now, but anything. No. Everyone else is experiencing the same thing, I suppose.
Do you, are you expecting intense games this weekend, getting ready for the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I know Northwood is going to be gunning for us. We've had a couple in a row now, and I think they feel like we're a team that they are, if they beat, they've turned a corner as a yeah. team, and they have a new gym down there, and you know, and it's a pod game, you know, it's the team within yeah. our pod, and then Lake State, they play well against us, they play spirited against us, we tend to kind of let you know play down a little bit as the match goes, and I don't like the fact that sometimes we rely on their mistakes for us to pull ahead. I'd like to see us go out there and take control right away.
All right, Coach, well, we thank you for coming in again. The Michigan Tech volleyball team finishing off their last four on the road. They've already played two of them, two more left, and Northwood and Lake State are the opponents. And 7 o'clock on Friday and 1 in the afternoon on Saturday, right, for the games. We wish you the best of luck, Coach.
Thank you guys so much for everything, and hopefully it'll be a good weekend.
Sounds good. Matt Jennings, the head coach of the volleyball program over at Michigan Tech. We will take a short timeout. Be back with more Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ.